broadcasting from Indianapolis, Indiana.
USA.
You're listening to Forgotten Favorites. On the Worldwide Legend.
Visit our new website at legendoldies.com. Request a song. See what's currently playing. View the weekly schedule in your local time zone and learn more about your favorite DJs. Listen to talk shows when you want with your computer, Victor Stream, or iPhone, including All Things Radio, ATR Extra, Coffee Club, and Sports Lounge Live. Connect to our Zoom voice chat rooms to talk with us live using your computer, iPhone, or telephone. All this and much more at legendoldies.com. Welcome to Sports Lounge Live, a weekly talk show covering baseball, basketball, football, NASCAR, plus the latest sports news, both pro and college. Hear past talk shows on your phone by calling the Conversation Station or as a podcast on your iPhone, Victor Stream, or computer. Visit legendoldies.com for links to automatically connect via your computer or iPhone. Call the sports aficionados at area code 646-876-9923 and enter the PIN 287-723-4600, followed by the pound key twice. And now, your hosts, Chris Devon, Perry Lester, Sean Platts, and Bill Sparks.
Well, a very good Sunday evening from Southwest Florida. I hope you're doing well. I'm Bill Sparks, getting ready to turn it over to Chris in near Boston.
Yes, I am near Boston, indeed, and that would put me in Massachusetts. And hello, everybody. Happy President's Day weekend. This is edition number 29 of Sports Lounge Live. It is February 17th, 2019. I always like to put those dates on there because you never know when people are going to pick up the podcast and say, I don't care. That's 2 weeks old. So, you know, you want to let them know, or, oh, this is brand new stuff. We're going to want to hear this thing. So tonight we got a lot of interesting things. It's kind of a strange day in sports. No NBA basketball. We have the All-Star game, tapping off any time now in the next few minutes as we reach 8 o'clock Eastern time. But we do have basketball. But first, we're going to start with baseball. There was a lot of media news in baseball and some player movement and news. So we're going to talk about that. And we're going to go to basketball for both pro and college and just some of the things that have gone on around the All-Star game, some of the competitions, et cetera. Then we have the NHL. We'll run those down, those standings down, and some scores from today. And then we'll do some football. Football's down the bottom of the list, but that doesn't mean it's not important. There were still a couple of things to talk about. But first, to talk about all the information about how to listen to this show or when to listen to it and where is Sean.
Well, actually, also, Pierre will probably come in, and he'll be turning left to give us a Daytona update. If not, we'll wing it, you know, but you can't.
Well, he's pretty moderate. He might have to go straight. I'm not sure if he'll turn left or right. He's pretty much in the middle.
But well, but everybody turns left at Daytona.
That's true. That's true. I wonder if they don't allow those cars to turn right, you know? Probably not.
Do they even know how? I don't know. But you can call in by downloading your Zoom app or dialing 646-876-9923. Hit 287-723-4600, hits pound key twice, star 6, mute you, unmute you, star 9, raises your hand, alt Y raises your hand on the computer. You also, our buddy, Ringside Robert, friend of the program, he's off being the big boxing star that he is with the Ringside Reporter podcast, which you can download, you know, by typing in Ringside Reporter on your podcatcher or 773-572-7781. And if you are a fan of pro wrestling, I'm doing Shooting the Bleep with Sean. I'm talking about Storyline Wrestling Families over at 773-572-7867. And I'll be having another topic on Tuesday. I don't know what it is yet, so you'll have to call and find out. But anyway, let's get on into we've been neglecting baseball, folks, so we're going to do it this week. It's not their fault. You know, there's just a lot going on, so.
Well, it's not their fault that it's not their fault that nothing's really been going on there, but this week we had quite a bit of stuff going on, and of course for those who live in this part of the world, I can tell you that in Des Moines we had 9 inches of snow this morning when we woke up, and so baseball is a nice topic to hit on. And let's start, we'll get the player movement first, because I think that's the least of the topics in baseball, and it is these. The Milwaukee Brewers and Mike Moustakas the third baseman, have reached a one-year deal, of course, pending a physical. And rumored, this is not a done deal, but rumored that Bryce Harper and the Phillies are in advanced talks of a contract. Harper likely headed to the Phillies in a deal that would be 10 years, $310 million. And I'm guessing there would be, you know, numerous opt-outs in there and all that. So that is the player movement that we've had.
Also, CeCe Sabathia mentioned that he was going to hang it up after this year.
And also, Luis Severino and Aaron Nola both signed extensions this year. And in Nola's case, it buys out 2 years of free agency. So you may be seeing players adjust a little to the way things are going, you know, that the contracts are not being signed like they used to be. So you may be seeing players adjust. Now, in the media, there was Chris, and I see Jen, okay. Jerry. We see that Jerry has his hand up, and we'll get to him in just a minute.
Yep.
But, Chris, why don't you tell us about the Red Sox media?
Yes. We've been talking every week on this show since I don't know when, since I guess Tim Neverett left DEI, and you know some people are spinning it that, and actually it was even erroneously reported in the column in the Globe that he left DEI. Well, DEI kind of left him. They let him know because it was another place. It was said that DEI let Tim Neverett know that his services were no longer wanted with the Red Sox. He and Joe really did not provide a real exciting broadcast. I don't know why, because Tim was pretty good with the Pirates and fooled around with the color guys, but I don't know. He and Joe didn't have any chemistry for whatever reason, and I don't think it was that they didn't get along. It's just two similar guys, I think. So sometimes you need two different kinds of guys. Well, the Red Sox are going for that. They made an announcement 8:30 on Wednesday morning of a massive infusion of different folks for the ball games for the Red Sox to work with Joe Castiglione. And so let me run down. Later in the day, was able to get the number of games that they're going to each call, and we'll talk about each one of them. The first guy is Mario Mpemba, who. I'm not sure if it's an N or an M there, but he.
I think it's Mpemba.
He is has been the Tiger TV voice for about 17 years. He got into a fight with his counterpart, his partner, Chad Allen is his name.
Rod Allen.
Rod Allen. I do that all the time. I don't know why I always want to make him Chad. He is Rod
Allen.
That's anyway,
about like me with Xavier and Butler, Chris.
He is Xavier and Butler. Anyway, so the deal is that they were both fired, but all reports are that Rod Allen was the guy that went after him. And, you know, they were having issues with comfortable chairs. And that will drive you crazy on a four-hour baseball game. So anyway, they were both fired, and I guess Mario Mpemba had done some games on the Tiger radio, and I remember hearing him before I had XM. I remember hearing him on the MLB TV with Rod Allen, and they both sounded pretty good. So I'm looking forward to hearing him. He's supposed to do 50 games. Now, the deal is, as I explain this, there's going to be two-man booths and three-man booths here, and you'll be surprised at some of the names that are going to pop up here, some familiar names. You may say, who's Mario, unless you're from Detroit? Well, how about Josh Lewin? You know who he is. We've talked about him. We've had, 29 shows? About 10 of them, we've probably mentioned Josh Lewin for one reason or another, leaving the Mets, maybe rumored to go to the Dodgers by me. That didn't happen. He supposedly went to the Padres to do pre- and post-game, maybe to fill in with Ted Leitner, and he still may be doing that, but he's also going to do 50 games with the Red Sox, and he is excellent. He, of course, did the Mets just now on radio with Howie Rose. With Howie Rose. He also did the has been doing UCLA basketball and football the last couple of years. He did San Diego Chargers football, excellent at that. He did Texas Rangers baseball on TV, Baltimore Orioles baseball on TV. He's originally from Baltimore.
Chicago Cubs.
Okay, Cubs, all right. So there you go. An excellent announcer. You couldn't get a better announcer than Josh.
Now,
Lewin.
How many games you didn't mention how many games Mario Mpemba is doing?
He's supposed to do about 50 games, and Josh Lewin is supposed to do 50 games. The next guy up for 30 games is Sean McDonough.
Real quick on Josh Lewin. Another thing, he also, when he was with the Rangers doing TV, he also had a midday talk show on 105.3 The Fan when they first started, so the Elf and Lewin show.
Okay.
Part of that deal.
All right. Next one is Sean McDonough. And Sean McDonough has already, I mean, you know, you talk about a guy, you say baseball, Sean McDonough. Well, yeah, if you haven't been around for about 15 years, you wouldn't know that. But he was from 1988 till through 2004. He was the TV voice of the Red Sox. He did three World Series for CBS. He would have done three. He didn't get to do 94 because there wasn't one, but he was ready to do it. He did it in 92 and 93, the two that the Blue Jays won. He, of course, on ESPN, he just finished with Monday Night Football a couple years ago. Then he has been doing college basketball, college football for ESPN. He did baseball for him. He did golf for CBS. CBS did one of the holes on the Masters. He's done all kinds of stuff, and he is going to do 30 games. Basically, what he said, he was on with Mutton Callahan, the morning show where the announcement was made on Wednesday. He said between the Masters and college football, he really doesn't have anything to do. He's been a lifelong Red Sox fan. He's from this area. Of course, his father was Will McDonough, the Globe sports writer and guy who used to be on the NBC pregame show on football, and a longtime football guy. So Sean did BC football back in the day. He's from Syracuse. He's got great credentials, and he's going to be involved with the Red Sox for 30 games. Lou Merlone is going to do 30 games. Now, hopefully they're not going to ask him to do any play-by-play, but he's your color analyst with all this. And, of course, they're not always going to have a color analyst because he's going to do 30, probably mostly at Fenway. He's part of the OMF show on EEI, Ordway, Merlone, and Christian Fourier, Glenn Ordway, and he do a show, 2 to 6 on each afternoon. And so he'll be doing, shows before that comes on or after that comes on. Well, of course, what they'll do maybe is come on after the game on a Wednesday, or they'll do some, games. They'll be at Fenway and he'll do some games, maybe travel a little bit with the team postseason. He was there. And people asked, who's that third guy in the booth, you know, with Joe and Tim during the playoffs? Well, that was Lou. And he's an excellent color man, not a good play-by-play guy, but I don't think they'll ask him to do. They got play-by-play guys coming out of the woodwork here, so I don't think they're going to ask him to do that. Dale Arnold is going to do 15 or more games. Dale is well-known for having been the voice of the Bruins, the Patriots at one time. He's done Celtics games. He's done New Jersey Devils radio. He has been in the Boston market since 1988. He is an excellent announcer in other sports. He's improving in baseball. I would not say baseball is his strong suit, but he can get the game, get the job done. And he has the pulse of, again, he's got a talk show on EEI too with he and Rich Keith. So they're on from 10 to 2. So they've got representation from that talk show, too. And I think EEI likes to have tie-ins with their talk shows, of course, because really, okay, they've got this network, but what they want to do is enhance the ratings of EEI as well. Dave O'Brien is going to do 10 games. Well, Dave O'Brien, of course, worked with Joe from, 2007 through 2014, I guess it was, or 15, I'm sorry, when he went over to TV. But there are games that a TV guy can do because they're already there, and it's, let's say, a Saturday afternoon and a Sunday night. Let's say you've got a Yankee series and you're in New York or at Fenway, and Friday night is on your local TV, but Saturday night maybe on Fox, Sunday on ESPN. So Dave O'Brien can do some of those games, and he'll do them with whomever. As a matter of fact, he and Joe Castiglione are going to London and going to do the two Red Sox-Yankee games over in London at the end of June, beginning of July. I think it's June 30th, July 1st, or June 29th and 30th. I haven't seen the schedule yet. But Joe and Dave will be doing those. And, of course, again, they were partners for 9 years. So Chris Berman is going to do 5 games back. Yeah. He's going to be back in the baseball booth. He is not the best baseball announcer, but that's going to just sort of be fun. He'll do that. People know who he is. They want name recognition here. And that's really what the goal of this, a lot of this is, and to liven up the broadcast. And Chris will be involved with that. And then there's a guy named Tom Caron, who's the host on NESN and the baseball host, and he will do some games that doesn't have here how many he will do. So that's kind of the deal. They're going to just mix it up. And it doesn't mean Joe's going to do all 162. He'll have vacations too, so you might have a game where it's Sean and Josh Lewin, or you know, Dave and Lou Merlone or whatever, you know, when Joe takes a day off here or there. But basically, Joe is your voice of the team, and he'll be there most of the time, and everybody else will be coming and going, and Joe will have to try to remember who he's talking to as he talks to them, because they're going to be – but I think it's going to be interesting. I'm looking forward to it. I think a lot of them – I know Josh Lewin is excellent. I'm sure Mario's going to do a good job. I've heard Sean McDonough do radio play-by-play. Dale Arnold's okay, and Chris Berman, those are fun games. And I like Chris. Don't get me wrong. I've enjoyed Chris over the years with his football and his analysis of things, but his baseball, he sometimes forgets he's on the radio.
And, I think that's where he's better, is like at football and Sports Center.
He's right. A studio guy. He's better as a studio guy than he is as a play-by-play man.
I think right.
The couple analysis and the names and all that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Couple okay, other so things then, in the media world. Oh, is there more Red Sox?
No, that's good for the Red Sox. But we have two other teams. We have Perry's team to cover and Robert's team to cover. So let's.
And we also let's do mention again. We mentioned it kind of. Oh, by the way, last week Joe Angel is retiring from the Orioles. Let's hope there is no. I hope there's nothing health related there. You hope it's he's retiring because he wants to.
Seemingly, that's the case. He was on a show in Baltimore. We got a report from our friend Tom on our phone system, and he said that it really wasn't a health issue, that he just decided that after all these years, he just wanted to, at 70, basically 71 years old, he's going to just kick back. So that's what sounds like.
Hold on, China. We don't know who the replacement is. So, again, Joe Angel's replacement has not yet been announced.
Chances are Jim Hunter will just increase, and he'll do that, and then they'll either bring in Ben McDonald on the side or Dave Johnson or, you know, but you're right. There could be somebody else coming in. Maybe somebody, if the Red Sox forgot anybody, the Orioles might pick them up, but I'm not sure. The Red Sox have most of the announcers in North America, so we'll see what happens with that.
And Tom in Baltimore had a comment related to Joe Angelson. We'll go ahead and work that in. He listened to last week's podcast, and he said he disagrees with Jamal. Joe Angel is definitely not like watching paint dry. Listening to him is not like watching paint dry. He said he's a very good announcer. He takes issue with that, Jamal. He loves you, but he takes issue.
So I'm sure Jamal will have something to say going forward. Let's now mention the Cubs story. This will be, as I mentioned last week, this is the last year of Cubs baseball on WGN, maybe. And the reason for that is that the Cubs are starting their own network next year with Sinclair and the Cubs. They're starting a Cubs network. And they're going to try to do as many games on that as they can. They said that if they cannot get enough subscribers on there, they may have to offer over-the-air games.
But what is going to be, originally it was going to be a premium deal, or they thought it might be, but apparently in your Chicago area and all that, you will get it on your cable company if they get the deal worked out with all the cable companies. It could be like the Dodgers, because remember, this is Sinclair, and the two big cable companies that they deal with in Cubs areas are, well, you're familiar with Mediacom, of course, Perry, and Comcast, and then they have Dish Network and DirecTV. Those are the ones, but they're wanting to charge $5 per subscriber that'll be on your cable bill going to them, which, because originally they talked about it being a premium channel, and they're going to call it the Marquee Sports Network is what it is.
And what I can't understand is how people can leave. Hold on, though, Chris.
And we'll have to see. They're going to try to put other sports on there, too, but we don't know what that will be yet.
My question is, how can people leave programming time available for, well, if we don't get enough, foothold in the market, we're going to put this on the air. Have the Cubs got all this available time to them somewhere that they could actually turn around and do that? I mean, it sounds like a nice thought. They don't want to leave their fans stuck like the Dodger fans are, but how can they do that?
And I imagine, Chris, that's why they're making a statement like that, is because they probably have seen what has happened with the Dodgers. And I mean, for lack of a better term, that has been an out-and-out disaster.
And Sinclair does own the tennis channel, so I don't know if you'll be seeing some tennis matches on there, like when they're not showing Cubs games. Sinclair owns Ring of Honor Wrestling. They already said that they will be showing their syndicated Ring of Honor wrestling show that runs on Sinclair stations across the country, and it also runs on Yes and NESN. They will be showing that on there, possibly other local Chicago area stuff, and who knows about the Blackhawks. Maybe they'll go get them. Who knows?
And is this supposed to start this year or next year?
Next year.
2020.
2020.
Okay, so the 2019 is on GN and the way it's been before.
Correct.
Yeah.
And real quick with the A's, they are going to be on KTRB, but apparently they are going to offer free streaming. I don't know how MLB is going to like that, but they're going to offer free streaming.
And KTRB is the station they were on in 2009 and 2010. They didn't have a signal. They had a signal problem. Plus, there was some finances going on, and they were scrambling at the end of the year 2010. And that's how their current station 95.7 The Game came on. But apparently, 860 KTRB has moved their tower up their power. Salem owns them, so they're going to be on there. But most of their content will be on this app.
Okay. A lot of the spring training games will be on this year that in the past the game wouldn't put them on. They're going to have all but one spring training game on, they said. And so, what were you going to say, Perry?
We do have two hands.
Okay.
And let's start. There is a 773 who has their hand up, and we'll get to them in just a second. But Jerry had his hand up a long time ago, so Jerry, you can sit back and relax and talk to us.
Okay, I want to announce that the Pirates have announced that Jameson Taillon will be their starting pitcher on opening day, March 28th, when we play the Cincinnati Reds.
Okay, so that'll be in Cincinnati because the Reds wouldn't dare open anywhere else.
That's right.
Okay.
Okay, now to our friend with the 773 area code.
Hello.
Okay. Hello. 773. Is that
773? Is it Bill?
Okay. It is. They are not talking at this point. So Jamal had his hand up. So go ahead, Jamal.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay. A couple things I'd like to respond to. First of all, the gentleman from Baltimore who responded to me.
That would be Tom. Yes.
Yeah. Tom has a right to his opinion. God bless him. We just have a different opinion. I'm sure he's a nice fellow.
He is. A very nice guy.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. With that, now, as for the media situation, and I'm a little confused about this cup deal, because when I heard about it last week, I was under the impression it was going to be a premium situation. But then, as you read, they're talking now more about it, make it part of a basic, almost like a basic cable package.
Yep.
Now, I heard on the sport, it was talked about that if this goes through, what will happen with the White Sox on, because the White Sox are on Comcast, NBC Sports Chicago, and people would speculate if that's the case, then Reinsdorf and company would seek to fight that with a cable company and say, look, you know, why should these guys be put on, and yet we're on Comcast Sportsnet.
Right. Now, the White Sox and the Bulls have signed a new deal, I guess, with Comcast. So,
yeah, they did.
We know that. But,
And the argument some people are making is it will be a disadvantage, an unfair advantage to the Cubs by getting their own network.
Well, the Cubs, Jamal, I mean, for lack of a better, the Cubs always have the advantage in Chicago no matter what they do.
And the White Sox and Bulls would basically still have NBC Sports Chicago almost themselves unless the Blackhawks stay on there. I mean, that would be devoted to those two, the Reinsdorf owned, like, especially if maybe Sinclair goes to the Blackhawks and says, hey, how about you guys come on our channel that we don't have anything on the winter? If they're smart and do that and say, you know what, you get bumped around because of the Bulls a lot of times, so how about you have your own channel? I mean, there's been a lot of cities work with multiple regional sports networks. I mean, L.A. has three of them. New York has multiple. The D.C. area does. So, I mean, yeah, it works.
Now we've got the two here, so yeah, we got two.
You got the two there, so.
Yep. Hold on, Jamal. Let's bring in our 773 caller again. They have raised their hand, so 773 caller, come on in.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
That sounds like Bill. Bill, go ahead.
Hey, Bill.
We must have been muted, and I didn't know it. this Cub thing, what's going to happen, the Cubs are going to totally price themselves out of the market, or the average person can't go, because right now, if you go to a Cub game here in Chicago, I don't know if you know or not, for a family of four, for the tickets, a Coke, and a hot dog, you're going to spend $500 for the day.
I believe it.
Right. And, yeah. And if you go to this $5 every time you play a game on this to each subscriber.
No, it's $5. It's $5
a month on your cable bill.
That's what I mean. That's what I mean.
On your cable bill.
The average guy is not going to be able to afford this stuff after a while. Rick is going to price himself out. Of course, he got trouble now with his father.
Isn't it going to be rolled into the monthly? So, in other words, okay.
It'll be your regular cable.
$90, now you pay $95 or whatever it is. You know, it's going to go up $5.
Yeah.
And for those who have cable deal, like if you're on a deal, like with your cable, if you pay so much, unfortunately for the cable company, they kind of lose in that manner.
And let me, on another example, on that ESPN, right now, $9 of your cable bill goes to ESPN. They're the highest non-premium channel with their ESPN cluster.
Right.
So basically, it would be like $5 coming out of your cable bill if you're in the if you're in the Cubs viewing area, going to that marquee sports network channel.
And for those who may have wondered, if you're listening to the Score or a Cubs radio affiliate, this does not impact you in any way.
No.
Yeah, and Bill, you are correct though, because in some ways, because this is Sinclair that is their part, and Sinclair is very well known to have battles with cable companies with their TV channels and others. So they, and especially Sinclair and Perry, you can correct me. Sinclair and MediaCom have had a few.
Sinclair and MediaCom have had some major epic battles, because at one point, in fact, the Sinclair and MediaCom almost missed, at the time, it would have been the BCS back in those days, and they, when it was on Fox, they almost missed that because they had a problem.
And they've also had major showdowns with Dish Network, DirecTV, pretty much most cable companies that they've dealt with Sinclair. So that's the thing that Sinclair, because remember, this also goes back to Sinclair was unable to buy Tribune Broadcasting, so they wanted that, so they're like, okay, we want Chicago. Well, I think they were kind of wanting this Cubs deal, but they've had a lot of battles with all these companies. So that it's who your partner is could come back to bite you. You are correct there.
Speaking of deals, though, we better let our buddy Chris do his standings for the NBA and the NHL. We'll start with the NBA.
Is Pierre in here yet or not?
No, Pierre isn't.
Bill.
If we don't let Chris do that, Chris is going to deal with those.
I get off that, yeah, because I work on these games. But first, before we do that, though, Perry, I want you to talk about the business with XM and MLB, SiriusXM and MLB.
And I hear that Bill has one more point. Bill, I'll let you.
Yeah, I got one more thing.
Just one second though, because I do want to mention this. Chris asked me to do MLB. Has had a skill with using your Amazon device, your Alexa devices. That skill is not going to be ready by opening day. So you're either going to need to get SiriusXM, or you're going to have to use some other way of doing that, because that skill, it said in my email that I got from them the other day, that is not going to be ready by opening day. Why they didn't get this done in the off season, I have no clue.
Well, actually, it fell apart at the end of the season. If you remember, Perry, what happened was they were okay for the divisional playoff games we had the Monday after regular season. They were fine. But then, remember, it was you tried to get the Cubs on MLB, and you couldn't. You had to find a station that was streaming, and I helped Pierre find one in Indiana that was streaming, so he could listen to the Cubs announcers in the loss to Colorado. Because, that's what he wanted to do. He wanted to hear the local announcers, and he didn't have SiriusXM. And it wasn't working right, I don't think, through the playoffs very well.
Bill, go ahead, and then we'll let Chris get to his NBA stuff.
Okay. Because I'm going to say, if you go to the Sox game, you spend about, maybe one-third out of money for the family pack. But I got one thing here I heard the other day, just real quick. Did you guys hear about the guy buying the Babe Ruth baseball card in Las Vegas?
No.
Go ahead and tell us about it, Bill.
Yeah, the guy goes in this store in Las Vegas. So, you know, it's an antique store or some resale store. And he's walking around and he sees this Babe Ruth baseball card. So he asks the guy how much he wants for it. The guy says, oh, give me $2. The guy takes it out, has authenticated. It's worth millions of dollars. It's an original.
Wow.
Wow. And you know what, you guys? We have just spent half of the first half of the show on nothing but baseball. But now Chris is going to tell us about the NBA.
Okay, and then we'll do some NBA news because there's a little at the All-Star break, too. These are the All-Star break standings for those of you who want to see, you know, after the All-Star break what happened and so forth. The games do not resume again until this coming Thursday. So here we go. In the East, Milwaukee is at 43-14, number one. Number two, Toronto, 43-16, only a game behind them. Indiana, number three, at 38-20. They seem to have settled back in now that they have Wes Matthews. The Celtics now at 37-21, number four. Philadelphia also at 37-21, but the Celtics have won all the games against Philadelphia. So if there is a tie between them, the Celtics would get the home court. Brooklyn is at 30-29, number six. We have Charlotte at 27-30, number seven. Number eight is Detroit at 26-30. Then we drop out of the playoff mix right now. But Miami is 26-30, so it's just a question of, you know, wins and losses against the right teams or whatever. But at the moment, they would be out of the playoffs, it says here. Orlando at 27-32. They'd be just half a game out of the playoffs. A bit of a drop to Washington at 24-34. And then the teams that are also ran, Atlanta 19-39, Chicago 14-44, Cleveland 12-46, and the Knicks are at 11-47. If the season were to end right now in the East, Milwaukee at number one would be facing Detroit, number eight. We'd have the Celtics at four, facing Philadelphia at five. Toronto at two, facing Charlotte at seven. And the number three, Indiana Pacers, that would face the Brooklyn Nets, 3-6. In the West, Golden State, 41-16. Denver, 39-18. Oklahoma City, number three, at 37-20. Portland, 34-23. Houston, 33-24. You know, it seems like now, I'll mention this, it'll change. Seems like that's been the case. Everybody else moves around. Portland and Houston are 4-5, and they're always going to play each other. Of course, it'll probably change the last day of the season, but that's the way it's been. Utah, 32-25, number six. San Antonio at seven, 33-26. The Clippers, at 32-27 is number eight. Then we'd go to the non-playoff teams for the moment. Sacramento right there, though, at 30-27, only a game out. The Lakers are at 28-29, number 10. Minnesota, 27-30, number 11. At 12 is Dallas at 26-31. Then we drop down to New Orleans, 26-33. Memphis, 23-36. And Phoenix way out of it, 11-48. In the West right now, Golden State at 1 would be facing the Clippers at 8. Portland, as I said, it would be hosting Houston. Portland at 4, Houston at 5. Denver at 2, facing San Antonio. And Oklahoma City at 3, facing Utah at 7. And then we've got some NBA news.
You mean 6, Chris.
Oklahoma City at, 3-6. Yes.
Yeah.
Wait till we do the NCAA bracket. It's going to be fun. We're going to have a good time. Okay. So we have some NBA news. We had the firing of the New Orleans general manager, Dell Demps. And apparently the owners were hot to trot to make maybe the Lakers trade, and he didn't let him do it. And that was the death knell for him, not that he built a great team.
And that was probably the one good thing that Dell Demps did as a GM. I mean, he didn't jump on that Lakers deal because, remember, they already fined the Lakers and Anthony Davis for tampering. And, I mean, he was on his way out anyway, I think. He's not a very good GM. And New Orleans is not a basketball city. I hate to say this, but now the other thing, any game that Anthony Davis sets out, if he's not injured, he's getting fined $100,000. Apparently, that's what Adam Silver and the NBA are saying. But, you know, that was the one smart thing that he picked, that he did.
And by the way, speaking of Adam Silver, while we're on him, apparently some NFL owners have reached out to Adam Silver to become the commissioner of the NFL. Adam Silver says he is not interested. Interestingly enough, the NFL already has a commissioner and owners want a new one.
Yeah, they didn't say which owners, but apparently it was some prominent owners that contacted Adam
Silver. We could guess that one of them might have been
Jerry
Jones.
One of them. One of them's up the road for me, about 200 miles. Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure how happy Bob Kraft is with Roger either.
I bet he was there on the call too. I bet Bob and Jerry made a little call to Adam.
And they're very good friends, by the way, Bob and Jerry. Yeah, they're power brokers in the league. And also, Anthony Davis said, we heard a little soundbite today that we had on our phone system. Anthony Davis said four times that the Celtics were on his list, despite what his father said and his uncle and his aunt and everybody else, that he would be willing to go and play with the Celtics. So he doesn't want to preclude anything. And this is his option year, so I guess he wants to keep it open in case Kyrie stays and he wants to go play with Kyrie, or, you know, he's not taking the Celtics off the list. So he said that four times today.
At Oklahoma City picked up Markieff Morris. You know, he was out there. He was available. They picked him up. Kind of build up. I mean, Oklahoma City's building something to possibly be that good number two team there going after Golden State. You know, they picked him up to go on. I mean, James Harden setting all the records, you know, basically close to Wilt, and then Russell Westbrook hitting all that he's doing. I mean, they're building something in Oklahoma City. Russell Westbrook, James Harden, of course, Houston. Russell Westbrook, Paul George doing what he's doing. I mean, he stayed in Oklahoma City. I think he's kind of glad that he did that instead of going to the Lakers now, Paul George.
I would think so. Jason Tatum won the skills competition at the NBA. What's involved with that? I mean, it's not the three-point, it's not the slam dunk. What do they do?
They do a lot of.
I honestly don't know.
But
I don't
very
really
skillful.
Know.
He did a lot of it very well. He beat Trey Young from the Hawks. That was number two on that. Adele Harris from Brooklyn won the three-point thing, and he beat Steph Curry on that. That's pretty good. And Diallo, what's his name there? Won the slam dunk contest. Can't think of his first name. Or is that his first name, Diallo? Anyway, he won the slam dunk over what's his name from the bit, Smith from the Knicks. And actually, I'd heard of Diallo for a while. The slam dunks were won by people you'd never even heard of in past years. Yeah. At least this Amadou, is Amadou Diallo?
Yeah.
I can't remember. Anyway,
that's close enough.
We're close. We do close enough here. We do that. We're government employees. Okay, so that's basically the pro basketball. We got a little college. Now we can get into our college. We've got some college scores from today, and then Sean and Perry can talk about some of the highlights from over the weekend. Today we had Michigan State over Ohio State, 62-44. Cincinnati beat Wichita State, 72-62. Seton Hall over Creighton, 81-75. Missouri State beat Loyola of Chicago, 65-61. Houston pounded Tulane, 85-50. And St. John's knocked off Villanova, an upset, 71-65.
Northern Iowa beat Evansville 73-58 today.
While you guys are talking, I'm going to mute and I'm going to see if I can get a BC final because they're playing Miami. May as well get it because it's available.
Also from today, and then we'll get to yesterday. Today, it was a battle for first place in the women's Big Ten, and Iowa knocked off Maryland, highly rated Maryland, and the final was 80-83. The final was 86-73. 86-73 was the final. And yesterday, Iowa State played their way back into the Big 12. They beat Kansas State by 14. Ole Miss, we thought they might have a letdown with Auburn. They did when they beat Auburn, we thought they'd have a letdown with Missouri. They didn't. Mississippi State, they had to suspend Nick Weatherspoon indefinitely for violating team rules, and they still beat Arkansas. Arkansas just isn't that good.
Kentucky took down Tennessee. Tennessee's probably going to fall from number one, and they will probably fall out of their number one seed temporarily after losing there. I mean, it was a very good game, of course. The big story, like you said, the Big 12's got the dogfight with Kansas State, Iowa State, Kansas, all right in there. Texas, now here's a story that's getting a lot of a lot of highlights. Texas Tech was up, pretty much they had the game won. And they had a walk-on come on the floor, and he was excited. Probably never been on the floor before. He dunked it. Chris Beard, the coach of Texas Tech, was just reaming him, just tearing him up because he dunked. He's like, we don't do that. I think it was 84-61. He made it 86-61. It was like a couple seconds. It wasn't like he went like they're putting a big guy in hitting three-point shots. He just said, hey, I'm in dunking. I mean, it was, you know, but he was just jumping all over him. I'm like, you know, this kid probably never going to be in a game again. He was just kind of excited. I mean, it wasn't trying to run up the score. And Baylor was playing defense on him in that game. So that was like the big highlight from yesterday.
I think you would agree, though, Sean. I think we are setting ourselves up for one heck of an NCAA tournament this year.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I think we are. I think we're because you got Nevada. Nevada coming out of there. Gonzaga. You got, Houston. I mean, a big power. Plus, you got your Villanova. You got Marquette. Louisville, Kansas State, Iowa State, Texas Tech, Baylor's in the mix, Kentucky, Tennessee.
And don't overlook this Iowa team, you guys, because what I did, we reported to you the Northwestern score last week. What I didn't realize is how they won the game. They had to hit a three-pointer at the buzzer to win the game, and then they played at Rutgers. And, I mean, we admit Rutgers isn't that good. But they had to do the same darn thing again last night to hit a three-pointer that if he shoots it 10 times, he probably makes it 1-2.
Right. And don't forget about Duke and Virginia and North Carolina. They're all in Louisville. They're all
Duke, North Carolina. Yeah, that whole crew. But, I mean, that's obvious. But, yeah, you got all – I mean, it's going to be a really good NCAA tournament. Wisconsin, you know, they're better. Ohio, you know, Michigan State. I mean, it's going to be a crazy – it's going to – you know, Purdue. It's going to be a big – I think it has potential to be a really good tournament, and it's what college basketball needs. And you've got a lot of these teams, a lot of teams with not just a lot of one and done players. I mean, you have those with your Duke, Kentucky, but a lot of these schools with the non one and doneers that are kind of coming on.
Okay,
Listen, unless Loyola wins the tournament, they probably don't get in the tournament this year.
Okay, BC did beat Miami here at Chestnut Hill, 64-57. Those are two of the have-nots. You know, they're out of the mix, or they're fighting maybe for NIT berths or something. But anyway, at least that was the other final we can give you today. There's a couple more games on the schedule.
And, you know, that's another thing to mention, Chris, a couple of more things. The NIT could be – you're going to see some pretty good teams in the NIT this year.
A
few weeks ago, we had a question from Bob about how to get Iowa on TuneIn, and we, of course, answered that question. Well, with this new merger with Learfield and IMG College, which we knew was coming, but now that it's happened, you may have to kind of word things differently or whatever, because today I was going to listen to some Ole Miss baseball on my you-know-who device, and it took – I never did figure it out, so I'm going to have to continue working on that. But just to let people know that could be an issue, and if it is, just word it a little bit different. The people at the end of their – going into their breaks, they're all saying you're listening to whoever – from Learfield IMG College. So just keep that in mind.
Before we get to the NHL here, I guess we got college. Before we get to the NHL, we'll run down it real quick because it was a pretty big event. And, you know, Pierre
is here. So, Pierre, tell us about the auto race.
Okay, today, I don't know if everybody knows it, but Joe Gibbs' son, J.D. Gibbs, died during the off season. Well, his car number was car number 11. And today, Joe Gibbs' car finished 1, 2, 3, and number 11 won.
Wow. Okay, and who was driving number 11?
Denny Hamlin.
Okay.
Kyle Busch second, Eric Jones third.
Okay. Anything, how many cars, was it 43 were starting? How many cars finished?
Not many. They had an 18-car pileup with 12 laps to go, and then they had three more wrecks after that. So it took about an hour to finish 12 laps.
Oh,
and it went, and it did go to overtime also.
Yeah, and it did go to overtime. Yes.
Explain to me how overtime works. Why do you go to overtime, and what's the story with that?
Okay. If a wreck happens with two laps to go,
okay,
they don't have time to get the cars together and do a restart. So they go into overtime, which is called green, white, checker. You get the green flag, and then you get the white flag, which means one more lap, and then the checkered flag.
Okay.
And Chris, we're going to get to hockey in just 1 second, but Pierre, give me my LSU baseball update. How did they do this weekend? Ole Miss was 1-1, and they were postponed today, I believe.
Okay. LSU won Friday night on a grand slam in the eighth inning. They won yesterday with two on and two out in the bottom of the ninth, and the guy hit a home run. And then they beat Air Force today 17-5.
Okay.
So they got off.
Who was Ole Miss playing, Perry?
Ole Miss was playing Wright State, and they won Friday. Yes. They lost yesterday, and I did not see today. Maybe it started way, way late, but the game did not start, at least in the, you know.
And Texas went 1-2 over the weekend against Louisiana Lafayette. So,
well, LSU played UAM, Louisiana Monroe Friday night. They played Army last night, and they played Air Force today.
Oh, so they had almost hosted a tournament,
right.
Hosting yep. thing they did. Okay.
We are down to about 10 minutes until Sean has
okay.
to do his thing, Chris, so you better
get to the hockey.
Right. We'll get to the hockey here. All right.
Hockey, so. I'm bowing out.
Oh, yeah. I figured wait, that's right. He has enough trouble standing around in 70-degree weather. He's not going to do anything with hockey. Forget it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We got our NHL standings right here and some scores and all that good stuff. We in the Atlantic Division, we have Tampa Bay with 92 points. Remember, it's 2 points for a win, 1 point for a regulation loss. I mean, an overtime loss or a shootout loss. Tampa Bay, 92. The Bruins are now second in that division with 76. Toronto, 75. Montreal, 69. Buffalo, 63. Florida, 56. Detroit, 54. Ottawa, 49. In the Metropolitan Division, in the other Eastern Division, we have the Islanders at 76, Washington, 71, Columbus, 69, Carolina, 68, Pittsburgh, 67. This was going into today's action. Now, there's, of course, been some games. Philadelphia, 61, the Rangers, 58, and New Jersey, 52. Now, the way the playoffs work, as I say every time, the top three in each division make it, and the number ones in each division play the two wild cards from the rest of the conference. So you have your top three in each division and then two more teams. So in the East right now, it would be Tampa Bay facing Carolina. Carolina has finally gotten into the playoff mix, not getting past Pittsburgh, at least till today when the Penguins did win. But going into today, Tampa Bay would have played Carolina. The Bruins would have played Toronto. In the other half of the conference, the Islanders, their first in first, would have played Montreal, and then we would have Washington as number two in that division, playing Columbus. In the West, we have the Central Division, Winnipeg, 76, Nashville, 73, St. Louis, 65. They've been on a tear, though. They've won like nine in a row. They were way out of the playoff picture. Now they're in the playoff picture. Dallas, 63, Minnesota, 60, Colorado, 57, Chicago, 57, and in the Pacific, Calgary, 77, San Jose, 77, the Vegas Golden Knights, 68, Vancouver, 59, Arizona, 57, Edmonton, 53, and Anaheim, 53. In the West, we would have Calgary as the top seed, and they would play the Minnesota Wild in the playoffs. We would have San Jose facing the Vegas Golden Knights. In the other division, Winnipeg is the top team, and they would be playing Dallas and Nashville against St. Louis. And you see that Tampa Bay has 92 points. Let me tell you about the next teams and how close it is for the rest of the playoff series, how close they could be. I'm just going to run them down, mix them sort of together the way they are. mixing all the divisions together, you'll see that the other teams are very evenly matched. It's Tampa Bay's to lose the way this is set up. Calgary was 77, San Jose 77, Bruins 76, Islanders 76, Winnipeg 76, Toronto 75, Nashville 73, Washington 71. So that's pretty evenly matched stuff after you get past Tampa Bay. So if Tampa Bay, doesn't win it, somebody's going to have to talk and figure that out, because it's like it was in the NBA in past years with Golden State. Not so much this year, you know, because Golden State has Denver on their heels and there's some strong teams in the East. But in the NHL right now, it's Tampa Bay's to lose. And we need to say that as we head down the stretch. So today in our games that we did have finals for, Pittsburgh beat the Rangers 6-5. St. Louis over Minnesota 4-0. Shut them out. For games that are underway right now at 6 p.m., we had Buffalo at New Jersey at 7 o'clock. Philadelphia at Detroit. Also Montreal at Florida. And the last game at 9, Washington at Anaheim. So that's basically your NHL story.
And don't ask us to analyze the hockey with Chris, because we can't help them.
No, but that's
now,
I just think it's really interesting.
If anybody has anything, Chris, that they want to, any point they want to make, you got about 6-7 minutes to do it. So if you want to make
that's
a point,
right,
you better raise your hand in a hurry.
That's right, or call in, and from scratch, you can
call in 646-876-9923, then do 287-723-4600, pound key twice, *6, mute you, unmute you, *9, raise your hand. Why raise your hand on the computer?
And
we do have a couple of NFL notes. I forgot.
We do. We'll get to those, but Jamal had his hand up. So go ahead, Jamal.
Okay. I wanted to touch on one more point about the media stuff in baseball. Now, also, with this Cup deal that was talked about, baseball, of course, forced them to stick with their goofy blackout boundary rules, meaning that they can only show their network in Illinois, parts of Iowa, parts of Wisconsin, and parts of Indiana.
Yeah.
Even for the streaming. So,
well, and streaming is a whole other issue, because I live in Iowa, Jamal. I cannot see any games if I were to stream them. I can on audio, but if I were to video them, I cannot see the Twins, Brewers, Cubs, White Sox, Cardinals, Royals,
right,
and yes, the Rockies.
Right, and I mentioned to you in a conference how to get around that. For
he has to move, right? Doesn't he have to move?
No.
No? Okay.
There's ways. Yeah, there's a way you can get around.
All right, well, that's it. Probably not for a publication. We don't want to put Bill off the air.
Right.
Okay.
So we do have some NFL stuff.
Yes,
as
we do.
It was reported the other day, Colin Kaepernick and Eric Reid settled their dispute with the NFL. We don't know the terms or anything like that, but the case has been settled. Now, you can take that two ways. One, you could think, well, you know, the NFL should have taken this because they're kind of admitting that maybe they did collude. But then you could also look at it the other way if you wanted to, that you know, maybe the other side didn't want this to go to trial either, because some of their dirty laundry might come out.
Well, I think the NFL in particular, because you're going to have owners that would have said, yeah, I would play Kaepernick, and other owners say, no, don't do it. And then, you know, internal communications and other people will be, my team won't take the field if your team plays Kaepernick. You know, there could have been a lot of nasty stuff going back and forth. My feeling is the NFL kind of had to back down here.
Well, and Eric Reid also, just before the settlement, he had actually signed with the Panthers, you know, not long before. They knew the settlement was coming. And the other part on this story, this is probably something he probably knew the settlement was coming too, but the AAF, the Alliance, offered Colin Kaepernick a chance to come play, and he said, I'll come for $20 million. Now, they pay their players $75,000 a year, so there was probably something there, or he's just like, I'm only going to the NFL, so you know, I'm not going, even though this Alliance is pretty much kind of...
Well, usually when you're a client, you know what's coming up in the next couple of weeks. So you probably knew there was a settlement coming any day.
And his lawyer went on CNN last night, and according to the lawyer, he said, oh, Colin Kaepernick will play the two teams he would love to play for because they're not sure on Cam Newton. He said the Carolina Panthers with his teammate Eric Reid, and he said he would love to go play for the Patriots. That's what his attorney said.
Well, you know, well, that's not as crazy as
he's going to play for
now.
The Patriots, so he'd be sitting on the bench.
He would, but he would. You know, this is, remember, Bill Belichick brought in Tim Tebow. He may see something else. You know, Bill Belichick, you know, don't be surprised if Bill Belichick brings in somebody out of left field that you wouldn't expect, because he does that most years. The other NFL note. We have Joe Flacco going to the Denver Broncos. It's not official till March 13th, but he is going to go to the Denver Broncos. It's kind of a surprise, but in a way, no, because Case Keenum didn't do anything, but the quarterback's guru, quote unquote, John Elway, would have another quarterback to fool around with and see what he can do. But Denver's got a good defense. If they ever get an offense together, they'd be a good team. But
and another story we've been following over the past few months, remember we've always been talking about this Nick Foles and how is it going to iron out? Well, the rumor that is out there now is that he would like to go to the Jaguars, and it sounds like that the Eagles are going to sign him to a deal, and then they're going to maybe trade him to the Jaguars.
Yeah, so, do it. Yeah. That's what Mike Florio is reporting, Pro Football Talk. He's reporting that stuff.
Right. So, and that was one of the destinations we had on here for him would have been Denver, because we knew Case Keenum didn't work out. So, yeah. So, you know, and it puts him in the other conference. That's the thing. You don't want, the Eagles didn't want him in the NFC. So that would be fine. You know,
Sean, you got about 2.5 minutes, so you don't have to go fast.
No, you can actually have a timeout plus the 2-minute warning. So go right ahead.
Okay, I got the 2-minute timeout. So all right, if you think of anything throughout the week and you want to leave a comment and you didn't get to get in tonight, you can call 773-572-7715. Leave us a message. Do not mark it private. That way, we can all hear it. If you know of anybody who wants to listen to this podcast, or you just want to hear it again because it was so, so good and so
informative. It was. I listened to the whole thing, actually. Yeah.
Yes. I was here for the whole thing, too. It was very good. It was one of our 29 best.
It was, absolutely.
Yeah, and you can go to legendoldies.com, select the date, you can download it, or in your podcatcher, type in worldwide, all one word, space, legend. And then when it delivers it, you just select Sports Lounge Live. It delivers you. Or on your Lady A, you can just say play Worldwide Legend Podcasts, and then it'll give you all things Radio Coffee Club and, you know, Sports Lounge Live. You just, if you want to hear us, you just keep saying next. Or if you want to hear all things radio, stop there, which that was a good show. I'm sure Coffee Club was good also. And also, we are on the Conversation Station, 712-432-6499. Hit 4 from the main menu, then 2, and it is podcast number 2. So next week we'll see what we can get into. We'll be getting closer to March Madness. We'll have some more. The NBA will be back from the All-Star Game. NHL, baseball, spring training games, we'll have some of those.
Yep, we will. Starting Saturday, I know a lot of teams start Saturday. Red Sox and Yankees Saturday.
Yep, and one thing to tease the Thursday All Things Radio show, we've had a big mess with one of our sports media people here in Des Moines, and I'm learning more about it as I go along, and I'm going to try to pull together as much information on it as I can. And if you like The Young and the Restless, you'll love this.
Okay. Oh, boy. I love soap operas.